everyone, Michael Howard here with Photo. So I want to just give you a quick update of where we're at. Today is March 23rd, 2024. We closed the second round of private beta about 3 weeks ago. And there's a chance we may not be opening beta up again until we go public. It's not 100% set in stone that we won't add more people. That's just kind of where we're at as of today. But we'll see how the next couple months go and where we progress and what we need, if we need additional feedback from new users or not, or if we feel confident in where we're at before we go public. So I wanted to just give you an update on what's been going on. And I kind of want to do it through podcast format, because sometimes I think it's great just to hear somebody's voice versus reading text. And it's a little more personal this way. So where we're at, second round of private beta is closed. We now have a total of about 4,000 people that have created accounts on Photo. The feedback has been overwhelmingly positive, which we are absolutely thrilled about and so grateful for. Photo is not perfect. There's still a lot of bugs and things that we need to work through, which is why part of the reason we closed private beta down, because it helps us make sure we're being efficient with our time. Onboarding new users takes a lot of time and attention, especially for me personally. So I need to be spending, you know, more time helping improve Photo. So with me and Sahil working together to improve Photo, the more that we can kind of buckle down and focus on that versus onboarding people, the faster we can get Photo into everybody's hands publicly, which is the ultimate goal, is getting public as soon as possible. So that's where we're at. The feedback has been very helpful from all of our beta users. So if you are in private beta, just thank you for your support. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for your patience. And thank you for helping us make Photo a better place. We're very excited. I wanted to kind of run through some things that we feel like we need to release before we go public, just so you know where we're at. So these are things that are basically missing from Photo right now. What we need to do is we really are prioritizing a couple things. So search is one. We are going to be adding a tag/category feature where people will be on, when they're creating a post, they'll be able to tag up to 3 tags on that post based from a predefined list that we are providing. So we're not going to be doing hashtags at this time, where it's just you can create anything, but we'll have predetermined lists that you can pick up to 3 from. And these are subject matter type tags that center around photography. Things like could be wedding, black and white, documentary, or it could be street, film, candid, or something like that, right? Could be sports, fashion, portraiture. So then we will be able to go into the search field on Photo and be able to search by up to 3 tags, and you'll get results based off of those. And then the added functionality there will also be that we want to build kind of a settings area for content where you can basically hide or block certain tags that you don't want to see. So like if you don't want to see like boudoir photos, you can hide that. Or if you don't want to see like food photos or landscape or really whatever. So basically you can customize your search results and what shows up there. And so if there's stuff you just never want to see, you can turn that off. If you do want to see it in the future, you can just turn it back on, however you want to do it. So we really believe that the user should have control over their experience versus us as a company forcing images into your feed that you may not be interested in at all based off of your data history. So we want to put you in control of your experience and give you the tools to customize it however you want. So that's our philosophy with search. This is just the beginning of search. There's so much we need to do and build around search. We need to be able to add like where you can search by first and last name. So if you have a friend, family member or a photographer that from another website, you can just search first and last name. We have to add that. We want to make the bio locations. If somebody puts their city and country, we want to make that also searchable. And then we're going to also be adding metadata into photo to where, and not just the camera EXIF data, but keyword metadata and things like that, to where that will also eventually be searchable. Right now, our goal is to capture it and make sure we're logging it correctly. And then we'll be building search functionality around that in the future. Things we also need to add with public release is editing your posts, editing your comments, like deleting comments, deleting replies, things like that. So these are like basic functionality that we just do not have right now that we need to add and make sure photo feels more mature and more polished off. We're going to be adding like Apple sign-in and Google sign-in, ability to like someone else's comment. Another big one we haven't built yet, which is the ability to mention another user. So like at and their username. So if you're giving credit to somebody or you want to tag somebody in a comment to, you know, bring them over to a discussion or a post you think is interesting or anything like that. Or just to point somebody else like, hey, check out blank's work. You can comment and mention and they can just click on it and go to that profile. So we need to definitely add mentions before we go public. And then kind of the big thing we really want to try to do is get our first feature that will be, allow us to monetize, our first pro feature. And so what that's going to be is a portfolio feature. So that the account profile that people have in photo right now is kind of what we view as what will be your recent tab, like what you're posted most recently. And then we're going to add a portfolio tab right next to that. And that will be more like your website. So it'll be, you know, you can upload multiple photos or more multiple. You'll be able to upload multiple portfolios. You can name them however you want. So you could have a portfolio that's like black and white or weddings or, you know, fashion or whatever you want to do. You can literally name it whatever like you would on your website. And then inside that, you can add, we haven't determined a number yet, whether it's 20 or 30 or something, photos that fit within that portfolio. And then you'll be able to have multiple portfolios. So if you have a project that you worked on 5 years ago that you're really proud of, you'll be able to add it there. And so that's where you can put your permanent, like, best work that is organized, sequenced exactly how you want it, that kind of thing. We feel like that's really necessary for professionals. Could be people, artists and things like that could use this. People that just want to show things they've worked on in the past. Or even somebody that's like if somebody's using photo in a way that like it's just for family and friends, they could make this a portfolio of like their summer vacation from 2023 and they can just drop some pictures in there just so they can revisit them or their family members can revisit them easily, things like that. So we want to make sure we can get that out too. And we would like to have that ready when we launch publicly so that when we do launch, we need to be able to monetize as soon as possible. Because right now we're bootstrapping photo. We're not backed by VCs or investors or anything like that. We're just doing this kind of on our own and through the community that's forming around photo that's supporting us financially, which we're so appreciative of. And that has really shown us that people really want this and that there's a really need in the market for what we're building. So we want to make sure that we can monetize as soon as possible so that when we do go public, we can start bringing in income and we can start expanding and growing from there. And we do not want to get ourselves in a situation where photo's free and we get like a bunch of people on, our costs skyrocket for cloud infrastructure, and then we're in desperate need for money. And probably the answer for that is we're either going to start pitching VCs or investors immediately. And then that will start us down this really, you know, this path that can compromise maybe some of the direction we want to take photo long term. So we want to make sure we're building photo correctly. We would rather delay, you know, if we have to delay the launch of photo 2 or 3 months to get this correct, and so we're monetizing correctly from day one, then it's better for us to do that than to rush it, be in a hurry, get in a bad financial spot, and then the entire vision of photos completely compromised for the next decade, you know? So we want to think long-term goals, a long-term strategy, and not necessarily short-term goals. So we will be releasing for beta users just a new update next week that will help with on-demand loading for the profile screen. So that should help hopefully with some of the crashes that have been some people are seeing or experiencing. Also is going to help us with our infrastructure, like our cloud infrastructure bill, to kind of keep the cost down on that. Things that are definitely still coming. We don't know. We have not decided yet if these are going to be before public or shortly after, but we will be releasing like a desktop version of Photo. That's very important. We've had a lot of people request that. We'll see where that goes. That's on the fence if that's before public or after public. We're not 100% sure. But we will get there for sure. It's definitely very important, and we want to make it a very unique, beautiful experience on desktop that's designed for desktop. And we can do that with the same code base that we're using now. So we will make that happen. And then also before we go public, we are just going to be trying to fix a lot of bugs and smoothing out a lot of things so that just the user experience is better overall. So when we do go public, we want to make sure that it's not overly buggy or weird or the navigation is funky. We'll probably also add before we go public swiping. So there's some swiping gestures to make it a little more intuitive and just a little more easy to use instead of having to like go front, forward and backwards more than necessary, essentially. And you can do that just by swiping left to right and scrolling up and down. So we will be adding things like that. But yeah, last we just put some new merch up on our website. We brought it back. So if you want a t-shirt, hoodie, hat, beanie, something like that, we might add some more over time. Different things, different colors, combinations. You can go to photoapp.co/merch. Our enthusiasm for where Photo is headed continues to grow every day and every week. We really feel like now is the time, and we definitely feel from a lot of the community forming on Photo, and then just even discussions that I'm seeing online through threads or Instagram or other places, emails that I get, that we have a real opportunity to do something special, and we want to do it in a unique way and do it with people, the community that we're building, as much as we can. There's a chance in the future we are researching, considering doing an equity crowdfunding campaign. This would probably be after public launch at some point. But at some point, we will need to probably get some additional capital. One of the things we're considering doing is raising money from our fan base and the community that's forming. And you would actually become a shareholder in Photo, like a VC or any sort of investor would, so that you would have a piece of Photo, you would have legit ownership of Photo and have some shares. And then if Photo ever sold or if Photo ever goes public or anything like that, you could then get a return on your investment financially. And I think the minimum for that's like going to be $100 to invest. That's just the rules set here in the United States for equity crowdfunding. But that's something we are researching. So if that's something you're interested in, you know, can let me know. But yeah, we're off to a really good start this year. And I think the next 6 months are going to be critical for us to get everything correct and to really focus in on what we're doing and to make sure we're not having any wasted days. We want to be very efficient in making sure we're working on the right things and the most important things so that we can get to a public launch and get going and get this out in the world so we can see this thing grow and we can build it properly. Right now, our time window is, we're saying 5 to 8 months before we go public. If we can do it faster than that, we will, but we don't want to promise something too short that we don't think is necessarily realistic, but we'll see. So we'll see where we're at. So as always, I just want to thank you so much for listening and for being here and for your support. If you have any questions or comments or concerns, you can reach out to help@photoapp.co. And we will talk to you soon. All right.